listening to Real Talk on RCR, Reality Check Radio.
You're on Reality Check Radio. It's Real Talk with Rodney Hyde. I'm puzzled by this. Last year I got to hear Elizabeth Cave at a Let Be Kids meeting, and what she had to say shocked me, and so I've interviewed her for RCR. I think it's the most important interview I'll do this year on a most important topic, and I'm not sure I fully grasp it, but let me try and make the case. I'm sort of feeling my way here, and I'm not quite sure what we're seeing and whether I'm correct in my understanding, but it seems to me to be important. So let me do my best to explain in my own words what I think is happening as plainly and as clearly as I can, recognising I may not be right. When we were at school, we knew who we were. Our curriculum was developed with a clear education philosophy and the clear purpose of allowing us to develop our potential. We're thus free to think for ourselves and to think critically. We had our families and our communities. We had Boy Scouts. We had rugby. There was God. And we aspired to live good Christian values, even if we didn't accept a supernatural power. We were a free nation that our dads and uncles had fought and died to defend. We were a part of the Commonwealth of Countries. We were proud of our history and our heritage. We were taught character. We were taught to be honest and to be brave. Indeed, character came before talent and skills. Our schools and our organisations reinforced the need to be a good person. Was it perfect? Of course not. Were there problems? Of course there were. But we knew who we were. We knew what we were part of. We knew that standards of behaviour were necessary and that these standards were not decided by us, but were set perhaps divinely or certainly over generations and embedded in the civilising institutions of which we were a part. We were not taught that it's all okay, you do you. We were taught universal standards. It's completely different now, and we're properly outraged that young children are taught that they could be born in the wrong body, that they could be a girl, not a boy, or something else entirely. We're properly appalled by the prescribing of puberty blockers as per government policy and the surgical sterilisation of children through the sick, ritualistic abuse by adults believing they're God, able to take a little boy and make a little girl. That is sick. And it's horrific. It should be stopped and those involved prosecuted for the damage and the abuse. But here's the thing. That's only the extreme edge of the horror. There is a deep and comprehensive horror in our schools affecting each and every child, of which parents and politicians and indeed teachers are blithely unaware. Our children are having their identity disrupted. Their very concept of who they are. And it's deliberate and it's systematic. It starts at preschool with each child having to develop their piha, which means to identify their mountain and their river as a way of explaining who they are. I'm sure all our top public servants have their piha. For little children, is confusing and discombobulating. They quickly don't see themselves as identifying with a river or a mountain. And yet they must constantly so identify in reciting their pipiha. It's easy to dismiss as harmless, but it isn't, and it doesn't stop there. The schools proceed to implement a hyper-focus on race and ethnicity and sex and gender. Children at primary school know their mountain and their river, and they know they are white and they are Pākehā, and therefore bad and sorry and somehow less than if only they were brown. And the children too are taught to question their sex and sexual identity, and that literally they would be, quote, awesome to be some other identity and be brave to say so. Children who are brave and awesome become special and privileged. It carries on through high school. The focus on race, sex and gender is at the expense of developing a child's humanity, character and faith. And there you have a key difference of what school was back in the day to what it is now. The result is anxiety, rigidity, depression, and extreme cases, a fragmented sense of self. Psychologist Dr. Stephen Stosny has brilliantly summarized what we're seeing, and you can find it, find his summary, it's only a couple of pages, in a blog post. Google Stosny, S-T-O-S-N-Y, and identity disruption. And I've had the great pleasure here on RCR and the insight of interviewing the wonderful Elizabeth Cave, who studied how schools are disrupting identity. Listen to it. It's the most important interview I'll do this year, and it's my first. There's no immediate fix. The shift that has occurred has been surreptitious. Politicians are unaware and teachers themselves are indoctrinated. But understanding the problem is the start of the defence. The schools are toxic to humanity, character and faith. It is now up to families to develop humanity, character and belief and to reinforce the home with clubs, with sports and church. Because our schools are inimical to the development of well-rounded, confident graduates of good character. And it's not a fault in the system, it's a design. What we're witnessing has been decades in the making. We have been stripped of our humanity down to lonely, isolated individuals, dependent upon the only acceptable collective nowadays, the state. And of course, in the state, our betters are in charge. Those who had lorded over us as stripped down, isolated individuals without community and unsure of even who we are. What do you think? Tell me what you make of it. Email me, inbox@rallycheck.radio, or text me at 2057.
The RCR shop has great gift ideas. From great-looking tees, hoodies, caps, tote bags, bumper stickers and more, the RCR shop is now open at www.realitycheck.radio/shop.